Like in the Commonwealth Games, have you come across like some of your old teammates and that? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're all there. Yeah.
Yeah, they were all there. It's good to catch up with them and that. So yeah, basically I did the Commonwealth Games and I trained and with the goal in mind to get back on GB and do it again, but I guess I just like the more, in those few years when I was training at home and trying to pursue it, I was just like, Jesus Christ, I'm 22, 23, I'm like, what am I doing with my life, I'm trying to pursue a dream here, but I was just like thinking about it and just like, all right, say I do get back on GB and blah, blah. I was just like, is it worth it? I didn't actually particularly like being on GB. It was a bit of a shit place, really, the way you got treated in that. So I was like, what's the point? So basically it was over a year's decision and I just thought, I'm gonna stop. It was a difficult decision because obviously I've put so much into it and done it all my life, and it was my life, so, but now, having stopped for almost a year, I can say it's the best thing I've ever done. I'm so much happier, and it's quite ironic actually that, stopping has been the best thing I've ever done.
It's quite weird that all that, after all that,
And I mean, it's like, it goes back to, as I was saying, like, cycling. I loved cycling and that, but you got to think of your future and, like, you're an elite athlete representing your country, putting in as much training as any other elite sportsman. It's like, it's not like golf or tennis or football, it's not a major sport. It's not massive money in it. It's not glamorous. So if you, you need to be very lucky and, there is a few people like Chris Hoy, Laura Trott, people like that. They have done well for themselves, but I wasn't willing to sacrifice the next potential 10 years of my life to maybe make it. I wanted to just take control of my life again and just be proactive.
You could have started like at 13 or whatever as well. You could say you didn't have like a normal like teenager.
No, totally, I didn't. And like at school and that, I didn't really try real hard. I was so focused on the cycle, I didn't really care about school. King Alfred's school I went through were really good. They helped me out a lot. It was a sports college, and I mean they supported me a lot. They let me do 2 A levels. When I first started, so I had more time to train and stuff. And
the CATS program.
Yeah, the CATS program. They helped a lot. But as I say, I didn't care about that. I was just cycling. That's all I wanted to do. So I didn't really, and I didn't go to university or anything. So when I stopped cycling, I was like, God, I'm in a bit of a tough situation here.
When was like the exact like kind of time? When did you
actually stop? About a year ago.
October, like 2020.
Yeah. And the final straw, as I say, I'd been feeling like that for about a year, but the final straw was I was out on a training ride and I got hit by a car and I broke my wrist in about 6 places and I had to have an operation and that put me out for about a month. And it was that final month then when I didn't have to do it and I was just, chilling out and I thought, actually, yeah, this is really nice. I don't want to get back into it. So that was, that was like the final straw, really.
So was that in September?
Yes.
September. And then obviously you'd be recovering, you couldn't do any fits while you...
It was quite ironic because I'd been, as I say, I was training, I was in the best form of my life, and the Nationals were in September, and it was just over a week to go. I was at home, like one of the last things I was doing, I was just out on the road, little recovery spin, and I got hit by a car out in Denchworth. Broke my wrist, and I was kind of like, at the time I was angry because I was like, week before the Nationals I was going to go well and potentially, and then I was like, actually this is nice because it just took the pressure off and it felt like and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Happen for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like, it's the sort of thing, I was at home and I was just looking at myself and I was like, God, I didn't have a job, I had no income, I was just relying on sponsorship I had gotten in the past and saved just to like, and I was living at home with my parents and that, I was just like, God, I need to be thinking about my future here and that. And like, when I was on GB, as I was saying earlier, it's not a glamorous sport. I mean, the way it worked was you got lottery funded money, which was like a salary effectively, but it was tax free up to a certain amount. And like, God, I was getting paid like £400
a month.
Yeah, to live off. Yes, I didn't have to pay bills or that because we got the accommodation free. But by the time you're buying really good food and all this, it's like you've got hardly, you've got nothing. you know, and it's like, it is not glamorous lifestyle whatsoever. No, especially I had a car up there and stuff, and like buying food. I literally was going paycheck to paycheck. And it was just like, what is this, you know, what is... And it's quite ironic because when I stopped cycling, it's a bit of a funny story, at the Olympics just gone, I put a bet on them, and I won a lot of money. And I was just like, it's ironic that I got more out of stopping cycling than I ever did when I was on there, you know, by betting on them on the Olympics. It was as if I got everything that... Not that I deserve, but that, like, you know, with all, for all the work I put in that, to come out of it with nothing, I just felt like, like it was, I don't really believe in fate, but I just felt like it was weird. It was like, you know, that it happened, and that I got something out of it in the end.
Is
so it was like a happy ending,
knew,
really.
Is that because you knew what it was going to do? Because
well, obviously I'd ridden against all the guys at the Olympics, and I've competed against them from different countries over the years and that, so I obviously have a very good understanding of the sport, but... Yeah, it was, I don't know, weird. Call it fate.
Yeah.
And with that now, it's like just, I can just see my future. Like, I bought a house to renovate and stuff, just locally. And
with
I'm
your dad, innit?
With my dad, yeah. So it's just sorted. It's just, it was weird. It was like fate almost. $60,000 So I was able to get a mortgage, and I went halfways with my dad on a house, and it's just like, it was weird. It's just so surreal. It was just like the best thing to come out of cycling was when I stopped and then bet on them. It's a funny story.
They all won though, didn't they?
They all won, yeah. And I was just like, wow.
Did you tell them what you did that you bet on them?
No.
They don't need to know.
No. I think that they probably know. Like, there was loads of us that bet on stuff, you know, loads of cyclists that, you know, that just, as you say, if you know a sport, you understand it, you can. But I told loads of people around Montage and that, and loads of people won money.
But you were frightened to tell too many people.
It was like, I wasn't going around telling people. It was like Henry, who I trained with all the time. People that I was with all the time, like, we'd come up in conversation. It was like, oh, you watching the Olympics? You know how it comes up, and it's like, oh, yeah, I put a bet on such and such. Oh, I reckon they're going to win. And then when it did win and that, like, loads of people in town were like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Again, Jamie works at the gym. I see him all the time, so it just came up in conversation.
And then he thought, I'll put a bet on you. I bet you're thinking
I've
talked to a lot of
people now, but
then
I'm thinking like...
Well, it was... Yeah.
That's the thing, though,
if you... I wish I put more money on it.
Yeah.
Like, £430-something? Like, originally, I bet, like, £100, and I was like, oh, that'll do, you know. I wasn't like, oh, this is a way to, like, become a millionaire and just bet on it. It was risky, like... I didn't know they were going to win, but I just, the odds for them were so, because obviously they based it on the last few years, and GB didn't do very well, but they never really do well at the Worlds in that, to be quite honest, and I know they always pull it out for the Olympics, so I thought the odds are quite good for them here, so that's why I did it. And then I was out one night with Henry, and we were pretty smashed, and I was in, what's the bar in Oxford, the really high up one, the rooftop one,
Varsity,
I was in there, and I was smashing, I was like, I'm going to bet more. So I got my phone out, and I was just like, £100. I just bet like £300 that night.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I was like, oh, you know, I bet like almost £500 on the cycling. I'm like, what am I doing?
I think of how much money you've won.
I know, exactly. So I'd wish a bit more now. But
you wish you had a couple more double vodkas.
In another 4 years, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you might not know as much
because
you're not
on training. That's interesting. You said to me before, they do. Team GB, they
just got to look at the last two Olympics they've won, and the years before the Olympics they didn't do that well, and then boom.
They've won everything. And
so I knew, obviously, they would do well. It was worth a go.
Well,
that's the thing. I thought, you know what, if I lose £500, it's £500. No big deal.
But if you win loads of money on that, then you've got to, like, exactly like you're bloody laughing now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing now for a job? Not working?
I work for the police, Thames Valley Police. So as I say, like, I was just working there, and this is what I mean. Like, I was like, God, I didn't really know what I wanted to do at all with my life. or anything. Oh, do you want to redo it?
Thank you. Thanks for spotting that.